In parts of the southwest in Mexico, people are still cleaning up from the remnants of Hillary a few days ago. Over in the Atlantic, a number of storms, or disturbances as forecasters call them, have been popping up in the past week. And what was once Tropical Depression Harold has moved inland from the Gulf and is over South Texas and northern Mexico. Let's get an update on all of this activity from Megan Borowski, senior meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Welcome back, Megan.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Megan, let's start with Harold in northern Mexico and South Texas. What are people experiencing from the remnants of that storm?
Well, thankfully, the worst of it is over. It made landfall yesterday over South Texas near Padre Island, and it dumped a good amount of rainfall along the coast and even farther inland. We saw spots southwest of San Antonio that got several inches of rainfall over about 24 hours, 2 to 3 inches inland, close to 6 inches along the coast, and we had gusty winds from that as well. So thankfully, as Harold kind of degenerates, it's weakening. We're not experiencing very bad conditions from that, but it was a bit unsettled there for about 24 hours yesterday.
And we're also watching Tropical Storm Franklin, which is currently passing over Haiti, the Dominican Republic today. What are you seeing with that storm in terms of its intensity?
Right. So it is a tropical storm, and it's kind of unorganized, especially in its wind field. Most of the tropical storm force winds are on the eastern side of the center. It made landfall just a little while ago over Hispaniola. The biggest threat from Franklin, at least over the island, is going to be heavy rainfall, flash flooding throughout the island and mudslides from that. The other thing that we're watching, though, is it's expected to kind of meander northward over the next couple of days, where we are expecting it to intensify. Good news is it should generally stay over the waters away from the United States, but it will cause an increased risk for rip currents along the Atlantic coast, especially Florida's Atlantic coast, Georgia, and South Carolina. And the other thing that we're watching is as it does intensify, it could track near Bermuda, and that might cause problems for the island.
Good warning to watch out for those rip currents if you're anywhere near the ocean over there. Mm-hmm. Now, the government's forecast center increased this year's hurricane outlook about 2 weeks ago, predicting 6 to 11 hurricanes in the Atlantic this season. Why are forecasters expecting more hurricanes?
So the main thing that's contributing to that update is the fact that we've got very warm sea surface temperatures over the main development region, which is the Atlantic Ocean and the lower latitudes. And of course, hurricanes need warm sea surface temperatures to sustain that thunderstorm growth and the development of the storm itself. So we've got factors that are kind of fighting here. We've got an El Nino setting up, which tends to increase wind shear in the atmosphere, and that can help to scramble up thunderstorms and prevent organization of tropical cyclones, but it's really these very warm sea surface temperatures that are contributing to that uptick in the forecast. And we've seen just over the past couple of days, we had 4 named storms over the course of about 39 hours. It seems like the Atlantic kind of came alive just over the past couple of days. So we'll be watching it closely. It's going to be a week-to-week basis with these forecasts.
Megan Borowski, senior meteorologist with the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Megan, thank you.
Thank you for having me.